our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty we might become rich.
According to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And dining at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps, but felt from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the little world where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Nazareth as his son. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg your father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and prophets, let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
It's so true. When Jesus risen, he appeared to the disciples, the apostles. But that time, the first time, Thomas wasn't there. When Thomas came back, they told him, "We saw the Lord risen." He said, "No way I will believe unless I touch his wounds." The next time, when Jesus came again, and Jesus asked, "Thomas, come. Do you think Thomas did go to touch the wounds of Jesus? Will he or not? Yes or no?" "No." "Good. It's a good answer. I don't, if that moment still not believing, I'm just going to touch." You know, this is our belief. Jesus gave us a sign that we are all called to a new life. New life. Life in the Spirit. Life in Jesus Christ. That's why through the Eucharist, He gives us the light of God. He's a real presence. This is my body. But just because of this, many of His disciples left Him. They say, how can you believe that you eat His flesh and drink His blood? No way. They left. Then Jesus asked the rest, so why are you staying here? And Peter said, you have the word of eternal life. Apart from you, where do we go? This is belief. Not that we see everything, we touch everything. But what Jesus said, we believe. This is our life. Many times we say, we wait at the time of our death. Then we ask a priest to come and give us anointment. Then I go to heaven straightly. Do you think so? You will go to heaven just at the time when you go, and then the priest come and you go directly to heaven? We believe? Of course not. We have to live every moment of life just as if the last moment of our life. That's what Jesus says, don't worry things of the tomorrow. Live well every present moment. Every day is a new day. The word I always mention many times, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, he always said to the priests, when you come to say Mass, it is common. As if this is your last Mass, your first Mass, and a unique Mass. So true. I have to remind myself, because today this is my fourth Mass. But we say, oh, lots of time. I should take the voice of Mother Teresa as if this is the first Mass. The first Mass is 8 o'clock. But if this is my last Mass, am I sure that I will live tonight? Can you tell me that, Father, you are sure you can live until tomorrow? Can you say? Nobody can tell me and tell yourself. Jesus is really warning us. Live well every present moment. That means now. This is the moment as if the first time you attend Mass, with that kind of admiration, because Jesus is on the altar. Forget about things of the past, hear things of the future. Live well. Only the present moment is eternity. Now, when you're in love, you're in God, you are eternity. If at this moment you are not in love, that means you're not doing the will of God, you are outside. You are not taking part of life. So very practical. Jesus is very practical. So let us try to remind us, don't worry things about too much for tomorrow. God will provide whatever. Live well today. And Jesus is expecting us wholeheartedly to live the present moment. Not in the Mass, of course, in the Mass you are very holy. When you work in the kitchen of the old people or the kids, treat them as you would treat Jesus. You remember what Jesus said? Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. Remember that? I think St. Matthew. Remember, whatever you do to the least, you are doing to Jesus. We are always in the presence of Jesus. Even someone you don't like, still Jesus wants you to forget, to bless that person. On the cross, you remember, there are two by the side. One still saying, if you are the Messiah, keep us down. What did Jesus say? He responded. But the other one told Jesus, Lord, remember me when you go to heaven. And what Jesus said, tonight you will be with me. Now this fellow, he must commit a grievous sin so that he can, not sin, but guilt. But he was sent to die on the cross. But he said, tonight you will be with me. So all his sins in the past, because he has kind of contrition, are forgiven. Tonight you will be with me. So always let the person tell Jesus, not remember me. But Jesus, hopefully, he will tell you, tonight you will be with me in paradise. This is what our life scope, to go with the Lord. We're made in His image. We live in His image. And going back home, that Father, Son, Holy Spirit, when we meet them, they are all friends. All our life, God the Father is protecting us all the time. Jesus is always telling you, I love you so much. And the Holy Spirit, when you're quiet, when you're silent, He gives you the insight. Many times, suddenly you got an idea you never thought about before. That's the Holy Spirit who's working. Believe that. The Blessed Trinity is always working. We are blessed because we know Him. We know Jesus. Pray for those people who doesn't know Jesus yet. This is the only way, only salvation. We are lucky. We are Christians. But there's so many doesn't know Jesus or believe half and half. Pray for those people. Expect today during communion, offer all these people in the head. Especially today, the people in Hong Kong, pray for them. We need Jesus. We need forgiveness. We need comprehension for one another. Nothing else. Jesus promised, whatever you cannot do, I can do. So today, united in the prayer, we offer the whole Hong Kong people in the hand of God so that we can share this grace of the Lord with all the people in Hong Kong.
Please.